the law or law impairing the obligation of contracts or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is June Griffin, and she's from Tennessee, and she has a delightful story, and I wanted her to share it with you. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. It is June, isn't it?
It is.
All right, fine. My producer said he thought it was Joan, and I said, well, I think it's June, but I better be sure, because I've made mistakes before. Anyway, June had called me here not too long ago and told me that she had an interesting story. I put her on our afternoon program, and it was a delight. And we got a tremendous response from people across America. Now, let me point out that a lot of people out there listen to talk radio, and they know things are bad, and they know things are getting worse, and they wring their hands, and they call me and tell me how terrible things are, and there's nothing that anybody can do. And, well, things are bad, and things are getting worse, and they're probably going to get a lot worse than they are. But there's a great deal that people can do. And as an example of that, of course, June Griffin, her story of having taken on some of the most powerful forces in America, indeed, powerful forces in the world, and having been able to win in battles against them, and now, of course, being willing now to run for public office, I think is a perfect example of what every one of you out there can do if you have the courage to do it and the will to try to maintain freedom. So, June, I'm going to let you pick up the story from there.
Well, I don't know which story you're going to talk about today.
Well, why don't we talk about your battle with the ACL, with the anti-Christian lawyers union?
First of all, I'd like to say if there's any, particularly World War II veterans, today's VJ Day. And the Japs surrendered that day. And one of the things that we do annually, my daughter-in-law and I, started this little project, if you don't care for me deviating for a minute. But there is a very liberal outfit called the Oak Ridge Environmental Peace Alliance, and they are one of Albert Gore's spiritual cousins, I suppose. But they go up annually on the day of the dropping of the Hiroshima bomb, and they read the names of the Japs that we killed, and they generally are there to make our veterans feel bad and litigate up through the UN to make it illegal for us to defend ourselves. And they break into the Y-12 plan and are arrested. Well, about 10 years now, my daughter-in-law and I, she's one of the beautiful, fiery redhead Scotch, and she called me and told me that these people are going to be up there. They're well-funded. They get college credit for being there. A lot of them are Roman Catholic nuns and priests. And so I said, well, let's go up there, Stacy. So we went up there, and the first year they were playing these Hindu chants and Buddhist chants and prayers. And so we started going up there every year to resist them, and we gathered a few World War II veterans, although the World War II veterans were really mad about this. Some of them couldn't even get out of the car. They were so angry. But we eventually worked on both sides, not only showing up, playing military music, which drives these hippies crazy. We got federal charges brought against them for trespassing, and now they have heavy fines and prison sentence imposed upon them. And I'm just real proud of our World War II veterans and other veterans, too, that have laid down their lives that we, particularly as women, ought to be very grateful for. And so that's just a little thing. I looked at my calendar today, and it said VJ Day today. So
Have they given up going up and harassing the Oak Ridge
facility? Oh, no. They go every year, but we're there, too. And they've quit breaking into the plant because they don't want to pay that price. But we have had success with that, and I do give God the glory. But they can't stand us, and we can't stand them, and we're mutual enemies. And we have one World War II veteran, just wonderful, Kenneth Tilley. We honored him at the Oak Ridge City Council for his faithfulness to his patriotism.
All right, well, would he be going up today?
No, it's on August the 6th when they go up.
Okay.
And they go up the day we drop the bomb.
Okay.
And so I just wanted to acknowledge any veterans that might be listening out there that we particularly appreciate them. And I see where they're rebuilding the USS Missouri, which is where the actual surrender took place when MacArthur, with his folded arms, looked down and demanded an unconditional surrender. We got it. And that's what I'm looking for with this ACLU, to give you your people a background. I have been an old foe of the ACLU, as every God-fearing American is, and faced off with them in a case, in the sodomy case in 1994 before the appeals court in Tennessee. I'm not an attorney. I'm a citizen, and citizens can do a great deal. We have a special citizenship in the United States like no other in the world. And my mother graduated from law school in 1944. And back then, there was no such thing as women's lib. You were free. Women's lib has brought women into subjection. But she went to law school and discovered, when it came time years later that she wanted to take the bar, that law school was nothing more than a memorization of the Supreme Court decisions. And she was greatly disappointed. She thought she had real law up there. But I had warned her that all she would have to do to pass the bar was to memorize 10 Supreme Court decisions of the last 10 years. And it was a great disappointment to her. But I guess with that legal background she had, in knowing not only the Bible, which is the foundation of our law, but she knew Tennessee law. And that led to another case that I can talk about another time. But the basis of our liberty in the United States is the ability to do all we can without hindrance. And so when I heard that the Knox and Davidson County schools, the school system libraries, had blocked very bad websites. I mean, I'm talking really bad. And the ACLU didn't like it. So they filed suit against both of these school boards. And I then filed an intervener countercomplaint. The judge granted that countercomplaint, which I shouted that day I got his, because it was a blessing to be able to intervene as a citizen. And I presented, for example, the American Legion's resistance to that.
Hold on there, June. We'll be back in just a moment. June Griffin, who has actually been involved in all sorts of legal hassles, but she's not an attorney. Right back in just a moment here.
A message of hope. Miracles still happen today. Hear the amazing story of evangelist Samuel Santos and the many miracles he has experienced in his life. Your faith will be renewed by the testimony of God's power and love. At the age of 60, Sam fell on the ice and completely lost his memory. Through the healing touch of the Lord, his memory has been fully restored. Now, 19 years later, he has been called to begin revival meetings in small towns throughout Colorado. Come and receive the blessing the Lord has for you. We will be praying for the sick and those in need. Everyone is welcome. You can hear Evangelist Samuel Santos August the 28th and 29th at the Wilson Leeper Community Center, West Entrance, 3800 Wilson Avenue, Wellington, Colorado at 7:30 p.m. Or September the 11th and 12th at the Pullum Community Building, 545 North Cleveland, Loveland, Colorado. Doors also open at 7:30 p.m. For more information, call 303-883-5674. That's 303-883-5674.
How well do you know the law? The situation calls for citizen's arrest, but proving your case seems to require a lawyer. What kind of proof do you need in court? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen Power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837. Citizen Power.
If you make a citizen's arrest, how is the suspect convicted? In the United States, courtroom proof is not materially different from common sense proof. Evidence may be a photograph, a tape recording, a witness who saw or heard what happened. Even remarks made during commission of the crime, although hearsay, are admissible in court. Proof, however, is the prosecutor's chore. To make citizen's arrest only requires probable cause.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is June Griffin, and she's telling us about her battle with the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union, which was, of course, trying to block, you know, what was happening at the local libraries. They were trying to screen out certain things there that were totally corrupt as far as the children and things are concerned. But you go ahead. Was this the local library, or was this just all of the internet? What was this?
No, this was Knox and Davidson counties, Knoxville, Tennessee, and Nashville, Tennessee. I'm in Dayton, which is kind of, triangular south to both of those, but I was concerned as a taxpayer, and the American Legion in 2004 in their convention at Nashville, Tennessee, you're talking about 2.5 million veterans, they had filed, they had proposed and written a resolution to put a stop to the fact that these ACLU and et al., Freedom From Religion, etc., got their legal fees out of tax dollars. That's under Title 42 USC 1988. Title 42 is the Civil Rights Act, and they've become supremely wealthy by helping themselves to your tax dollars. For instance, in the George Roy Moore case down in Alabama, where the people voted that they wanted the Ten Commandments in the courthouse, they made $459,000 out of tax dollars. And other cases, they made $1 million in Dover, Delaware, because the people up there wanted to learn that God created the world in 6 days. So they have enriched themselves, and they think they have squared the circle by actually taking away our rights, our traditions, or whatever, and making us pay for it, which is a pretty neat trick, you have to admit. So I introduced all those facts with a little booklet that the American Legion furnished to me on our founding fathers and the horrible things that were being done by the ACLU. And I introduced the fact that we are so sunk in a hole by these evil people that we're having to pass sovereignty amendments now. The 9th and 10th Amendment being under fire. We've having in Tennessee, for example, we've passed sovereignty amendments in the last legislative session. And they are oppressors. I mentioned the fact in my case that I had actually personally addressed 91 Tennessee County Commissions in a tour that the Lord sent me across the state on behalf of the people's right to post the commandments, and the county commissions concurred. 85 of the 95 counties in Tennessee, their county commissions voted that they have a right to post the commandments. So that was a vote by the people. And I showed how that this is an absolute contrast to what the ACLU is doing. This is not the wishes of the people, 10th Amendment to the Bill of Rights. So I put all those things in my case. And as time went on, Knoxville and Davidson, of course, were scared to death of the ACLU. They're routine lawyers. And they made some concessions with them. The ACLU did not get what they wanted. And the first thing I knew, I got a dismissal from the judge. He dismissed the case, which is what I asked for. And furthermore, he ordered that they pay their own legal bills.
Well, of course, past summer is do something. There's got to be some way to see the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union is part of this group that wants to destroy our nation. They want to destroy the Constitution, and they planted their people in the Supreme Court, because they all come from the same spiritual places, and they all hold this view. They want to destroy our nation, and destroy the moral fabric was the first step, and that's why they put their people onto the Supreme Court, and I'm talking specifically about the Masons who controlled our Supreme Court for 30 years, and they took God and prayer out of our schools, because they knew if they could destroy the religious foundation of this nation, they could destroy the nation.
That's right.
30 years,
the Lord honored that, and I did get what I wanted, and first thing I knew, I got a request to the judge to make my intervention moot after he had granted it, because the third thing I asked was that they be put in jail under Title 18 for 10 years and pay back all these counties, and the judge has not ruled on that part of it yet. But they admitted in this latest paper that I have here that I had gotten what I wanted. What more did I want to ask? So, in a particular phone conference that we had with these crazy people, when we got through talking about rules and regulations and conferences and all that, I told them, I said, I'd like to ask you a question. Did you have a good time tearing up the country? Was it fun? Have you had a good time just going wrecking everything? It's like a bunch of kids coming into a real nice house and just, you know, throwing furniture around and hanging from the chandeliers and tearing the wallpaper off the walls. Has this been fun?
And what was the response?
Well, they didn't say a thing. I mean, it was a rhetorical question, of course, but that's what it's been like. They've been wrecking bars.
That's exactly what it's about. Their job is to destroy this country by destroying the moral fabric of our society, to take away any sense of rules, the Tenth Commandments. I mean, the idea that you shouldn't steal and that you shouldn't kill and you shouldn't commit adultery. What they've done is by removing the Ten Commandments and any sense of right and wrong and absolutes was to destroy the nation, and they knew what they were doing. This is not casual. This was, frankly, demonic.
Exactly, but I did, it, just as the Lord would have this providence of his in the middle of all this paperwork, the firefighter's case from New Hampshire came down, and so I introduced what Anthony Kennedy had to say, that you can't do wrong in order to avoid a lawsuit. And that's exactly what the counties all across this nation, they have been scared to death of the ACLU. And they're afraid of that lawsuit because they know they're going to soak the county taxpayer. And your key to your government is down there in your county where they're trying to wiggle around those pencils enough to pay all the things that are ordered from Washington and ordered from the state. If you've ever been involved in local politics, which is where everything really is seated, you'll know on Wednesday morning when they have the budget meeting, it has to do with your taxes. So the taxpayer of the United States is king under Christ. And the fact that they have gone to sleep and everything from birthday parties to golf, those are nice things to do, but our country is burning up. So the spare time that you have to dedicate to God and country should be used in that, right, especially in this culture war. But I'm here to glorify God for what he did in this one case. There have been others. But I am very thankful to be able to tell this. I put this out to our local newspaper, and it's the first time I haven't had coverage. They haven't put anything in there yet. And I think there is a frame of mind that someone's looking for nice, shiny, authorized lawyers to be the savior, but I'm sorry to say it ain't going to be that way. I mean, they're not going to be the ones. It's going to take the taxpayers to raise up. These tea parties are just wonderful because they're not orchestrated by the system, and it's just the hand of God moving upon the people.
Amen to that. Well, I think that the people know something's wrong. They just need leadership, and they've really got to start getting rid of these corrupt congressmen who swear an oath to uphold the Constitution and then immediately got their greedy little hands out there taking money from the lobbyists and taking money for special favors under, you know, over the table or under the table. Of course, poor old Representative Jefferson, he got his money from the FBI, and of course that was pointed out, but an awful lot of them are on the take in one way or another, and make an awful lot of money, and of course, or maybe they're not taking the money, they're simply taking the money for, you know, so to give to the local community so they can get reelected, but it's all about getting reelected, and I think we ought to retire them. And I understand that you're running for governor.
Yes, sir. I've run for just about every office there is. The only thing I haven't run for is county judge. But I'm planning, Lord willing, next November to run for governor as an independent. And, you know, one of the requirements for governor in Tennessee is that you can unify the people. That's one of the criteria. And I believe because of that vote that was taken through the state, for their right to oppose the commandments and their desire to continue in what is basically righteous, I can unify the people. And I also have intentions. There ain't going to be any federal agencies come in and run us out of our state rights. We had a situation here that shows, just in one example, of the arm twisting and muscling in on counties. We had a creek down in Graysville, Tennessee that overflooded. It flooded every year and was giving the people some problems. So we have a bunch of good people, maintenance men. They went down there and fixed that creek. Well, here came EPA. They said, you can't do that. We have to fix the creek. They made them undo the work that we did. And not only that, but they said they were going to fine us some $250,000 for even daring to fix our own creek. Well, the county executive got the money shaved back to we only have to pay them $2,500. And they get to bring their people in and fix the creek. So I said to the county commission last week, I said, the day is coming when the sheriff's going to deputize every one of you commissioners and there won't be any EPA come in here because you'll meet him at the county line. We need sheriffs that will stand on their authorized duties. We need a governor who will say, this is Tennessee or Colorado or whoever, and you're not going to muscle your way in here and take away our 9th and 10th Amendments. And that's what I intend to do. We have this Zach Womp, who is our representative, who is just about worthless as far as any of our liberties go. He's pretty good dragging money. But as far as our liberties, but he did say that he would not allow the federal government to come in and violate our gun rights. Well, when you as a citizen take a real strong stand, these little babies like Zach Womp, they pick up on it. They look around to see if anybody else is saying yay and amen. And if they are, then they'll do it. That's what's happening to him. I'm out here saying this needs to be done, and the people are saying hooray. So of course he then comes in and does the job, but he'll eventually compromise with it, and that's where I have no intentions of compromising, because after all, it's not going to be very long before I have to give an account to Almighty God for all those veterans and all those sacrifices and the forefathers who fought for these liberties, and I want to be able to give a good, clean account.
Well, I think you're absolutely right that they will back down when the people say no, and this is what happened with their effort to get everyone to carry a federal ID card in the form of a driver's license that would conform with federal regulations, and when enough states said we're not going to do it, suddenly they changed their tune. Now they're coming back again, of course, with the PASS Act, with the whole idea, we're going to repeal that because the people didn't want it, but the PASS Act's even worse, but the people don't understand. But we know that there are not very many of them. They only have just a little small group of people there back there in Washington, D.C., a small group of traitors, subversives, that holding the reins of government. And when the people stand up, why, they cringe in terror. They're frightened to death about you know, the tea parties and the town hall meetings. The last thing they want is anything to really represent what the people want, because they got their own agenda, and that's the destruction of this country, and they're doing a pretty good job of it.
Well,
anyway, June, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say the scripture says they tremble at the shaking of a leaf, and this time it's a tea leaf.
Right. Well, anyway, of course, are you getting any coverage at all as far as your effort to run for governor, as far as the local media? Because usually the media doesn't like people who stand up and don't go along with the establishment. Well, we'll cover this. When we get back, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to call 877-254-7524 right here, the American Speaking Up.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Are you tired of caffeinated or high-calorie beverages? Good Life International wants you to try GlycoTea. You'll be drinking the finest quality tea, providing you with such benefits as absorption of carbs and calories. Great for diabetics and aids you with weight loss. For pennies a day, you can boost your energy. For more information or to order GlycoTea, go to www.life26.4tgl.com. or call 720-494-4663.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly, so parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. This message was courtesy of Cassie and Derek at Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Yes, it's June Griffin. June, do you have a website or means by which people could contact you if they're concerned and they have similar problems in their area?
I don't have a website, but I do have an email and a telephone. You're welcome to call me. I did get a call from a fellow up in the upper part of Tennessee. I really appreciated it. My number, telephone number, is 423-775-0774.
Give that one more time.
Beg your pardon?
Give the telephone number again.
423-775-0774. And my email address is J as in Jake, B as in boy, 21, JB21, at Juno.com, JUNO.com.
All right, fine. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for June, why, the number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And because you've had other other lawsuits as well, haven't you, through the years?
Yes. My first foray had to do with my mother's estate. and I sued the Internal Revenue Service. And it took a while to get through all that. I ended up in tax court, and I was successful in gaining an increased deduction for everybody from $60,000 to $600,000 from 1977 when we started suing till 1984. And these lawsuits, especially federal, now this is a federal case that I was involved in with the ACLU, on these federal cases, they do make policy. They make government act. It should not be that way. But believe me, when a Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor said that court cases make policy, she's absolutely right. And even judges down in Georgia were paying lawyers big stipends if their cases turned into a law. It's a horrible situation. But that case of my mother's affected every person who has died since 1984. And their estates have been saved by an increase of from $60,000 to $600,000, so that when my father-in-law died, we didn't know any estate taxes. And I was very satisfied with that, because the estate tax is just absolutely abominable, and it needs to be done away with entirely. But at least you got a deduction increase over that case up to $600,000, which saved a lot of people's farms and homes. I also represented God in the Bible in the sodomy case in Tennessee, and that was in 1994, Campbell versus Sundquist, where I intervened on the same basis as a Christian and a taxpayer, that we not decriminalize sodomy. And I discovered in the process of that, and the Lord did speak to me and said, call and see whether you can get on TennCare if you're a sodomite. And sure enough, a criminal could not get on TennCare. TennCare is a form of socialized medicine that was brought into our state, and a criminal is not eligible. But by the decriminalization of sodomy, they are now eligible for this socialized medicine. So that was the purpose of it. That's the purpose of all these same-sex unions, is to get on the check or get into the insurance pot, which it used to be against the law. If you did those kind of things, you didn't get that insurance coverage unless you bought special insurance. So that was, I didn't win that case, but it was an exposure. And I did point out to the judges as I was in the courtroom that day and speaking to them, that there was a Ten Commandment in the light fixture over their head. And the Bible says, Christ himself said, woe to them that that stone falls on. If you fall on that stone, you'll be saved. But if a stone falls on you, you're in a lot of trouble. And so I expect that Ten Commandments gonna fall on them. I've had other interest in the court, and one that is still outstanding. I fell victim to Title 42 U.S.C. 666, which was a mandate that came from the Department of Health and Human Services in the name of deadbeat dads, that forced Social Security numbers on all licenses to hunt, fish, work, or drive. And I had rescinded my Social Security number in 1991 out of conviction. It was a fraud. I wanted to trust God in my old age, so I rescinded my number in the courthouse and promised everybody and the court that I would not use it. But in 1996, Health and Human Services, as they are wont to do, brought one of those mandates, a grant of some $260 million to the Departments of Safety in every state. They offered them money, and the condition was that you had to put Social Security numbers on all licenses to hunt, fish, work, or drive. So I resisted that in court, in Metro Courthouse, in various places, and all the time that I was going across the state of Tennessee for that Ten Commandment resolution, I was never bothered, even though I had no license. When I got through with that tour, the 6-year tour, then the local police started coming down on me to give me tickets. So there's been some persecution. I know where it's coming from. I haven't been very quiet about all this. And the Attorney General's office generally is laced with ACLU lawyers. The new proposed attorney for Knoxville is a member of the executive board of the ACLU, so we're not done with them yet. But we've got to stop. That's back to the governor's race. There has to put a stop to these mandates that come into your state, taking away your rights, dangling your own tax money before you with conditions that destroy you. And that's the whole Civil Rights Act. And the reason that these Christian lawyers or whoever, the reason they won't touch any of these things is because they're afraid of being called racist. And it is not. It has not to do with race. It has to do with lawyers. It has to do with robbing you of your basic rights. And that's what it's all about. The Civil Rights Act took away your right to hire and fire who you want to. It took away your right to rent to who you want to. It started a machine of terror against anybody that was running their own business. So it was a horrible law, and the horrendous provisions in it, for instance, that 42 U.S.C. 1988, which made all these lawyers get paid, that was the icing on the cake. So we've been under this, and these people are afraid of that word racist. Well, that's not even a word. It's not in any dictionary before 1948. I'm not afraid to take a hold of this hot potato because it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with robbery.
And, of course, the thing is that when the federal government can intervene in the lives of the people under one gospel, guys or another, it's always, oh, we want to help people, or we want to protect people, or, mm-hmm. or we want to do the right thing. They are violating the Constitution. Mm-hmm. It specifies in the 45th of the Federalist Papers that the powers of the federal government were to be limited and very closely defined. The powers of the state government were to be unlimited and ill-defined. And the federal government, most of what it's doing is unconstitutional. The people who are passing the laws are lawbreakers, they're subversives. They want to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. That's always been the plan for dictatorship. We've got it. If you ever want to see it, put out by the communists in 1963.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Your family deserves wholesome, organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, June Griffin. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And, of course, what June proves is that a individual citizen who has the courage and the determination to stand up against the anti-Christian lawyers union, these people who hate America, it has nothing to do with patriotism and rights. It's an effort to destroy the very fabric of our society and the Christian foundation of our nation. Anybody who really stands up against them can be effective. And
that's true.
I'm sure you're not very popular with the anti-Christian lawyers union, are you?
Well, I may be popular than some of these more fence straddlers because eventually every person has to at least acknowledge an honest, you know, look you in the face and say, this is where I stand. I'm always reminded of the Civil War soldier that put on a blue coat and a gray pants, and the Yank shot him in the pants and the Reb shot him in the coat. So this middle of the road creates a lot of problems if you eventually even your enemy has to respect honesty. And I think that trying to negotiate with the devil does never work. The Bible said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. And I had another... Is that your phone?
No, somebody's calling him. But you finish your sentence, then we'll go to the people.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, who's calling him?
Dan. Dr. Stan, my name is Brian, and I'm calling from Boulder, Colorado.
Well, it's good to have you with us, Brian. My son is teaching up there at the university. But anyway, college. Anyway, tell me, do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. I follow jazz music, and I heard about black performers, Negro performers in the 50s and 60s that weren't allowed to go in the front door of hotels where they'd be playing music. They'd be paid to play music, but they couldn't go in the front door. And restrooms where people couldn't go. And, you know, your guest said that word racist didn't appear in any dictionary before 1948. Seems to me like there was a lot of racism going on. I just wondered what the lady would have to say about that.
What I have to say about it is if you or anybody else owns an establishment, you have a right to run it. Just like on these guns in bars, we've had an issue here in Tennessee. And what I said was you have a right to bear arms. If the owner of the restaurant says, I don't want them there, that's the owner's rights. That is the 10th commandment, is thou shalt not covet. You can't covet your neighbor's ownership of property.
Well,
what
how
happened?
Do you feel? Could I say something?
Sure.
How do you feel if they're paying someone to come in and make money for them? In other words, the musician is so popular that the owner of the club or the owner of the hotel is going to pay them to play music, and then they're going to charge people for drinks and whatever it is, but yet they don't let them come in the front door.
I think they're hypocrites, and I would hope that everybody
would be,
in the community
would
stop going there. But you see, when you give the government the ability to correct all of the social problems, while you're giving them the ability to do anything they want to, nobody's in favor of racism. But
exactly.
What you're doing is justifying ever more government power over the lives of the people. Do you care about individual freedom for blacks or anybody else?
Right.
Are you concerned that that there is a program to target and kill blacks in this country with something called AIDS, which is specifically engineered to kill the black population? If you look at the statistics, almost half of the people in this country who die of AIDS are black.
I don't dispute that a bit.
Are you concerned about that
like
sort of thing?
Acknowledgement for the points that I make.
Well, they know it.
Your point is that racism is wrong. Everybody agrees with that. but it should not be something that the federal government mediates. It should be done by the people and certainly at the state level. State laws against racism are quite acceptable, but federal laws, we should never increase the power of federal government. How do you feel about increasing the power of the federal government to right all the social wrongs of our society?
Well,
how do you feel about it?
States can't do it.
How do you feel about it?
Somebody else has to step in.
How do you feel? Oh, in other words, if the people don't do it, then the federal government's got to do it.
I
really don't believe
the wrong
in the Constitution,
right.
Then, do you?
The individual has a right to go to court. Why do you want to make everybody be subject to the forces of the federal government? You've had innocent people forced into this system. And the Constitution says in Article 6, all debts contracted and engagements entered into before the adoption of this Constitution shall be as valid against the United States under this Constitution as under the Confederation. What that means is all of our rights from 1620 to now are in effect, including the Articles of Confederation. And you or nobody else has the right to come in here and force me to do what I want to do on my property. Now, if that man had a problem, say the black or whoever it was had a problem, why didn't he deal it with the owner instead of bringing down laws on all of society, which took away everybody's rights? And now we're all in the commune. We're all stuck with these awful lawyers, their forces, their cars, their computers, their desks, their pencils that we have to pay for with their income tax. And so why isn't that dealt with on the individual basis, which is what our courts are for? And why do you want to throw us all under this government force? That's what I really resent, is the tyranny that has come in the name of liberation.
It's a large problem, and before the federal government stepped in, there didn't seem to be much being done about it. And I wish you all well. Good day.
Do you believe in the Constitution?
I thank you.
You believe in the Constitution?
He must have.
I guess he doesn't want to answer the question, because the Constitution does not give the federal government the right to intervene. There are lots of problems out there.
Sure.
But we should solve those ourselves and not look to the federal government to do it, because the government that can solve all of your problems got to be able to control everything. But maybe that's what you want. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much, June. Appreciate
you
being with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Home for rent at Carter Lake with great views from wraparound deck, just 15 minutes from Loveland or Burford, has two master bedrooms with two full baths, is partially furnished, and includes hot tub, fireplace, wood-burning stove, storage sheds, large garden, chickens are optional. 2 acres with plenty of room for your outdoor toys. Great neighbors. Pets are welcome. For more information, call 970-667-4509. That's 970-667-4509. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
what I understand back here at the American Freedom Network. And there are problems in our society. There is latent racism. But I think that the average individual has a feeling of concern for his fellow man, and there's far less racism in America than probably in every other nation in the world. Certainly, if blacks are being employed to work in an institution, and the fellow won't let them in the front door, if I were black, I would certainly not go to work in that institution, and I would have my friends outside picketing the institution saying this is a racist organization. And that's how you handle things. You don't go to the federal government. I asked the caller, do you believe in the Constitution? He wouldn't respond to that. Did you notice? He wouldn't respond, because there are people who don't believe in the Constitution, who want a government that can provide for us from the cradle to the grave, who can give us whatever we want, who can right the social wrongs. But believe me, a government can do that, can do also terrible things. Do you realize that in the United States today, one of every young black men between the ages of 20 and 30 is in prison, probation, or parole? And where is the outcry about that? Why is this? Why? Of course, one of the major reasons is because they're fluoridating the water, and for some reason, why when you fluoridate the water using hydroflow salicylic acid, why the incidence of lead in the blood of black children goes up six times, increases six times, only in the whites only one time, but six times in the blacks, and of course the lead attacks the brain and leads to rage and criminal activity. You're not hearing about this through the regular channels, but we've talked to the gentleman back there at Dartmouth who's done the work on that. Oh, we can verify this. Where is the outcry from the liberals about that sort of thing? Where is the outcry from the liberals about the fact that the AIDS virus is specifically engineered to attack the blacks? How do we know it was engineered? Because the people who were involved had come forward and told about it, but not a word in the controlled media. We have social problems in our society, but our society will fail if we have two people who say, we don't believe in the Constitution. We want the government to solve the social problems. Does that include killing off the blacks? Because there really are people who are in the effort to kill off the blacks in this country. That's why the AIDS virus specifically attacks blacks. If you don't believe it, look at the CDC statistics. Almost half of the people who died of AIDS in America were black. But we don't hear the liberals talking about that, or the fact that the blacks are in prison, certainly in large part because of the lead that has actually altered their brain structure and leads to criminal activity and rage and, yes, into mental deficiency as well. But where are our bleeding hearts? And we don't hear them. Well, this is the time when I want to remind our listeners that we are going to have a seminar here in the Monterey Bay area on the 25th of October, and we do hope that many of you out there will want to come. We're going to have a great lineup of speakers, and that's all day on the 25th of October. If you're interested in coming, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope many of you will want to study our Constitution. We've got a great four-tape set called The Foundations of Our Freedom, going to these ideas of freedom that are laid out in our Constitution. We carry the freedom documents put together by Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, going into the documents from the Mayflower Compact all the way to the Gettysburg Address. You need to have them. You need to read them. You need to study them. You need to cherish freedom. You need to take action against injustice. But don't look to the government to solve our problems. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Go there. Listen to our program. You may disagree with us, but at least get the other point of view, and then pray for America, pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com.